Okay, there's a Gemara here, which is a famous Gemara, that Sheshes Alafim Shana Hava Olam, that the world is a 6,000-year world, 2,000 called Tayu, 2,000 called Tayra, 2,000 called Yibayis HaMashiach. It's interesting that the Gemara here, it says on the side, it's in Masechta Sanhedrin, which would be two places in Shas. There's actually another Gemara that says Shis Alfei Shani in Aramaic, a very similar Gemara, and that's also in two places, at Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph, and then someplace else in Shas. So it's actually four places. It's a famous Gemara. I'd like to share with you three ideas on this. Each of the three is its right to surprise you. One is a machshava, and one is a halacha, and the third is something that I heard from Rabbi Yaakov. First, I want to start with a beautiful shtickel machshava that I saw. The Satmar Rebbe in his Divrei Yoel talks a lot about this 6,000 years. And in Parsha Sazria, he has an incredible insight, which has more depth to it than I appreciate, but you'll see right away. Gemara says there are three periods. There's the 2,000 of Tayu, 2,000, which is till Avraham Avinu was basically started Klal Yisrael, 2,000 of Taira, which goes until 176 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, and Shtei Alfim Yemais HaMashiach, Ubaveseinu Rabim Yatzu Mehem Asher Yatzu. He writes that these three are Keneged Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. In other words, Nezikin, the Ikka Masechta of Nezikin are the three Bavas. They're set up Keneged, the 2,000 of Tayu, Taira, and Yemais HaMashiach, and he says it in a beautiful way. Bava Kama is all about Mazikin. The 2,000 years of Tayu is a period of Mazikin. It's a period of emptiness in the world, and there was a world of Sheidim and Mazikim. In all the periods by Adam Harishon's life, the Chazal talk about it, and then straight through, all the way through till Avraham Avinu. So he says that's the period of the Mazikin of the world. There was no Taira. Then comes the 2,000 of Taira. That's Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia starts Shnayim Ozen B'Talis. Taira started that way. Moshe Rabbeinu goes upstairs to get the Taira, and the Malachim say, no, we want the Taira. Zayma Kula Shalim is Zayma Kula Shalim. And Moshe Rabbeinu wants the Taira, and they're fighting over the Taira. And then Shnayim Ozen B'Talis, and the Taira is given. The second parak is Elu Metzias. There's the old rule of Yagati U'Matzasi Tamin. In Taira, even Yagati, even you work hard, it's a Metzia at the end. It's always a Metzia that a person gets. And all the arguing of Taira, all the Amelus in Taira, all the fighting over Taira, it ends with either Koldolim Gavar. Koldolim Gavar, you fight it out, and you say, Tiyufta Dabayo, Tiyufta Darava. Sometimes it ends up Yemunach, Hachiyav Eliyo. The Gemara says Teku, Sanziyam Machlegas, says Teku. That's Bav Metzia, the Yehimunas, and the Kald Olam Gavars. And then Perak HaSecher Umnin, the whole idea of Paila Matzelim, the Balabayas Daichek, the Achrayasin that we have. So he says that that's the Nemel Neshalim Schar, that's all part of the Remez of Shnei Alofim Taira to Bav Metzia. And the Shnei Alofim Yumais HaMashiach, that's Bava Basra, he explains, that Bava Basra is HaShutfim, Shabonu HaSakaisel, that the Bayis HaShlishi, which is Shutfis of the Rabbeinu Shalom HaKal Yisrael, the whole idea of the Binyan, maybe the fact that it talks about a Kaisel is a remnant to the Kaisel that we have today as a remnant of the Bayis HaMikdash, and the Cheskas HaBatim, so either Chazaka, Godly Yeh, covered Abayis HaAchrin, Abayis HaRishin, Eremuna, in what they call the Cheska Sabbatim, Eretz Yisrael's Nachla, Lono Laviseinu, is Perek Yesh Neichlim. And even Perek Get Pashut, the whole idea of the way they wrote a Get Pashut, and the Get Mekusher, is Laharachaf, that there should be no Get. Ezel Sefer Krisus Simchem, the Navi says to Klai, so the Duran shall give you a Get. So that Bava Basra is Merumis to this third stage. So he says that the three Bavas are Merumis to these three 2,000-year periods. Now, what is the Amkus of it? So we're left a little to work on it ourselves. I guess try to work on it a different time. there is an idea of things being in threes, which is a separate story. But it's just fascinating to see the way he brings the three alafim, connect the three bavis, and just mind-boggling the hekif that there is in this type of an idea. So that's the first nekuda, the Satmar Rebbe's nekuda that I wanted to share with you. The second, going from the Satmar Rebbe to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has also what's a trailblazing chiddush, a trailblazing yisaid, which is quoted everywhere. It's like there are certain yisaidis that Klal Yisrael's makabel. Somebody is zeichah. You know, the Gemara says that Chizkiyo was mechadish a chiddush, and the Gemara asked Efshar bar David, Shleima Yeshafa. No one said this chiddush. So Gemara said Mokim Hinichuli was gadol boy. Sometimes a gadol has a place to say a chiddush that's mekubal. Chazon Ish is talking about Hilchos Treifos, as those of you who saw the copies. He's talking about Hilchos Treifos, something that many struggle with. Now, the idea that there are treifos that are mentioned in Chazal that are today animals live with it. Animals live with the treifos. We know there's an idea of Nishtana HaTeva, and we're used to the idea. But how do you deal with halacha? Hilchos Treifos is halacha l'maisa today. How do you go into a shechita house and you say, this is treif? Why is it treif? Because the tzumas hagidin are broken on a chicken. It's going to die. It's not going to die. Animals with the tzumas hagidin broken today live. So how do you understand it? So the Chazon Ish has his yisaid that when the Gemara says shtei alfim Torah, it's more than agadata. It's a halacha statement. Torah, the rules of Torah are established based on the mitzias in the shnei alafim Torah. The shnei alafim that the Torah was given, that the Seder Ha'olam was that Nekuda of Torah, that establishes forever the definition of Torah. The Torah says treifa. The definition of treifa is things that are treif during those shnei alafim Torah. And that defines la halacha. He brings, as you can see, the Gemara, which says that Rebbe, Rav Nachman, Seif Mishnah, Ravina Ravashi, Seif Hayra. What does it mean, Seif? So he says, that means Seif, it's established based on then. Over the years, there were many sugyas that I remember that just were clearer, based with the Chazon Ish's yisaid. I was trying to remember today some of them. One of them I'll share with you is Mitzitza. They are, forgetting about the politics of Mitzitza, the mitzitza, on the one hand, the Gemara, it seems pretty clear that the reason to do mitzitza after a bris milah is because of sakana. Which would mean that if you have antibiotics, it solves the sakana as well. On the other hand, if you're open-minded and you learn Yeridaya, it sounds like mitzitza is an inherent part of bris milah. It sounds that way. The halachis, we just had this Sunday morning in Reish Samachay, where it says you have to put the orla. After the bris, they put the orla in afar, they put it in earth. So it says also the dam that you might say, it's by mitzitza, that dam you should also put in earth. Obviously, if you're just doing it for sakana, you know, if there's no halachi, you should put it in earth. But clearly, it seems in the Paiskim that there was some seder hadvarim. And Paiskim struggled. The Maram Shik says, maybe it's halacha Shem Sinai. Maybe, maybe yeah, maybe not. According to Chazon Ish, it's very geshmak. That the Shnei Alfim Torah, if it's a sakana in the Shnei Alfim Torah, so then that remains an inherent part of a bris milah forever. Even if the mitzias changes, it still remains that way. Now the Chazon Ish says it here, and he says it in his Arichus. First of all, in the Seder Liakiv on the Masechta, he brings the Chazon Ish, he says that could be why the 172 years at the end of the 4000 is around when Rabbeinu HaKadosh published the Mishnah. We have in the Kuzari, it says 150 years after the Churban, the Mishnayos was published. I don't mean published, but was given out. That means till the end of the Tanoim. So he says that's why Amoraim are called Amoraim. Amoraim were nothing more than like Meturgamin. The Amoraim didn't say their own Chidushin. They built on Chidushin that were already said. Amoraim, they were at the end of the Shnei Alfim Torah. The Chazon Ish has a letter in the Igros Chazon Ish, in Chelek Bey's letter Chav Dalid, which he explains the Shnei Alfim Torah. And he says, also a mind-boggling thing that Chazon Ish should say, he says that Kol Masha Talmud Vasik Asad Leschadish Nemer L'maisha Mesinai. Torah is infinite, but whatever somebody will be Megala was told to Moshe Mesinai. He says that whatever is included and was told to Moshe Mesinai, at the end of the 2,000 years of Torah, it was revealed in Olam Hazeh. It's revealed somewhere. It's hidden in a Remez in a Mishnah. It's hidden in a Braisa. It's hidden in a Zayar. It's someplace. The Shnei Alfim Torah means, since Yemaisa Mashiach is eligible to come the next day when the Shnei Alfim end, that means the whole Torah that's revealed in Olam Hazeh had to be revealed at the end of that 2,000 years. And after that, everything we do is to understand it, to be chayker, to understand it better, to elaborate upon it. This is the aside of the Chazon Ish, and he brings a beautiful raya. Hilchas Treifus is negeya. We had animals. Where else? Hilchas Treifus by a woman, by naguna, or by ritzicha. It's negeya. Animals are treif. Negeya, also, if somebody kills a treifa, he's not chayim misa. If you look in the Rambam, he brings two Rambams. In Hilchas Shechita, this Chazon Ish, by the way, I made a copy, but he says it three different places in the Sefer Chazon Ish. So he brings Hilchas Shechita, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel. It says, you want to know what a treifa is? Ein lecha ela ma shamanu chachamim. Ein lecha ela ma shamanu chachamim. Look what the chachamim counted. Nothing else, the Rambam says, nothing else is treifus. In other words, nothing changes. In Hilchas Reitzeach, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, he doesn't say Mashamonu Chachamim. He says Mashayomru HaRoifim. Whatever the Roifim say, that's a treifus. So the Biur is Pashit. Treifus for the Hilchas Treifus, that depends on the 2,000 years of Torah. Killing somebody, if somebody kills a treifa, he's pater. Why is he pater? Because the treifa is going to die anyway. If the treifa is not going to die, there's no reason to be pater. It's not a din in Hilchas treifas, a shnei alfim tyrant. It's not a din in defining treifas. It's a din that if you kill someone who's going to die within a year anyway, the killer is pater, for misa. So there he says, Masha yomru haroifim. By treifas in an animal, which is a halachic term, he says, "Masha manu ein lochala masha manu chachamim." This is the Chazon Ish's yisaid. Don't think that Chazal thought that there'll never be a refuah. He writes there in the Chazon Ish, it's yitachin that every single treifus has a refuah. There's a metzias. There was a sefer harefuas, and it could be everyone has a refuah, but the refuah wasn't as gala in the 2,000 years. That defines treifus. So this is the Chazon Ish's Yisayid. We have the Sama Rebbe's Yisayid, the Chazon Ish's Yisayid, and the third Yisayid is Rabbi Yaakov, I'd like to share with you. Where else are you going to hear a Sama Rebbe, a Chazon Ish, and a Rabbi Yaakov, right? In the same 15 minutes. In the 1980s, I had written an article about things that fascinate me. Gemaras like this with numbers. I know in the middle of the night it's not always great. Next week I hope to bring in a chart to make the numbers easier. But basically, I wrote an article for the Jewish Observer then about how our year is really a year off. We call this 5755, Tavshin Ayin Hey. Really, according to the minyan of Taisan Yamid Beis, this year is really Tavshin Ayin Dalet. And then maybe I'll explain it next year. But Lamai said it's a year off. So I wrote there, and if I explain the years, I wrote at the end, that who knows? We need a kapara for Chet HaEgel. What was the Chet HaEgel? They counted the 40 years, and they counted 40 days. It was really 39. They thought it was 40, and they panicked. So how did it come that now it's Tavshin Ayin Hey? It's really Tavshin Ayin Dalet, and we have a Cheshvan Tavshin Ayin Hey. So I wrote, maybe it'll come the year 6,000. And we have this idea, Mashiach has to come by the year 6,000. It'll be the same Nisayan they had by the Egel all over again. By the Egel, they thought it's 40 days, Moshe didn't come, they panicked. It'll come the year 6,000, it's really 5,999, Klal Yisrael will panic, and that'll be the Nisayan all over again. Of course, everyone who heard this from me, it's not going to be a Nisayan. But some in the year 6,000, I'll still be listening to tapes of my Shiurim, but for everybody else, it'll be a Nisayan. So I wrote this. I thought it was a very clever way of ending the article. That who knows? Maybe it'll be Mashiach come before them. But if the year 6000 will come and it's really 5999, it'll be in the sun. So Rabbi Yaakov told them they can't publish it. Not that he read my article. But Rabbi Yaakov said, you can't publish that Mashiach must come by the year 6000. There's no such chazal. It doesn't say anywhere clearly in chazal this idea that Mashiach has to come by the year 6000. As the spoil, you know, it says, Shnei Alofim Yomaisa Mashiach, it sounds like it. So I looked around, I rather found that the Samar Rebbe in the Divrei Yoel talks about it in a different place. The one I spoke of before is in the Sasriya. This he talks about in Bechukaisei and in Ekev. And he says that there seems to be a problem with the 6,000 year number, Oysa Chesed La'alofim, says Hashem does Chesed for 2,000 generations. How do you have 2,000 generations in 6,000 years? Especially given that the early generations went pretty quickly. How do you have 2,000 generations in 6,000 years? So he brings that a Sefer, I'm not familiar with Sefer Tevunais, I think, says, oh, it doesn't mean 2,000 generations, it means 2,000 periods of 2 years or something. So he says, it can't be. It can't be because the Gemara says that, it's not a Gemara, it's the Medrash says that Midas HaTov is 500 times Midas HaRa, because Ra goes for 3 or 4 generations, L'Shleishim or Reveim, and this goes for 2,000 generations. So 3 and 4 means generations, 2,000 means generations. So it's 500 times as much. So he says it means generations. So he asked this kasha, how could it be that there's such an idea that a Mashiach has to come by the year 6000, and he doesn't say clearly an answer, but he brings the Rambam, Ha'olam in the pasuk in Iyov, Ha'olam La'olam Emedes, that the world so to speak is eternal. He brings a Ramban from there, and a Rambam Machleis Rambam deriving in Parakimel Hilchos Tshuva, which both seem to say that the world will exist well past 6,000 years. So I don't know. I'm Mitzvah Hashem, as we get Mitzvah Hashem, as we come to the year 6,000, hopefully we'll be around to discuss it a little better. We'd have to live another 225 years to get there. But Rabbi Yaakov said, don't publish Mashiach must come by 6,000. It's popular talk. The Gemara doesn't say it. So Shnei Alfa Yumaisa Mashiach. We understand Mashiach will come during the 2,000 years. We certainly hope he will. And but to say that there's a statement that it can't be past the year 2,000. So, yeah. This whole idea is the Gra. The Gra matches it to the 6 days. It all could be. Anyway, these are my 3 aside this for tonight. And